Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just a quick follow-up to the conversation we had yesterday morning here on the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm here to announce that I signed up for online dating last night.
You pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No,
I feel really good about myself.
You should. I've never been on like one of the sites and stuff.
Me
either. I kind of want to vicariously look through it with you.
Well, you don't have to vicariously do anything. I'll give you my login and you can go on there. I have no idea. I got stumped because you got to write a little blurb about mm-hmm. yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, everything I wrote, I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
Oh, you
how do you write one of those and not come across as like some conceit? Because the goal, you don't want to be some conceited guy,
mm-hmm.
but the goal is to present yourself in a good way, right?
In a truthful way.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, well, I'm moody. You know what I mean?
Do you want to read what you said about yourself?
It's embarrassing. I'm pretty good about sharing things that make me uncomfortable, but it was hard enough to sign up.
Yeah.
Because I did one of the pay services.
Good.
How long did you sign up for? 5 years.
No.
It was more affordable. It came in 3, 6 month, or 12
yeah.
month.
Oh, okay. I think I signed up for 3, but they trick you right before checkout, and they'll be like, if you go to this package, you get these extra features.
Ah.
And of course, I was like,
you want all the features.
Whatever. It may take this entire website to get me on track, but yeah, I did it.
Man, that's great.
Hang on.
I'm like more excited than you are. Yeah, so as usual.
This is embarrassing, man. I'll read my summary.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Let's do it.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Hang on.
You have music to go with it? of course.
All right,
setting
here we go.
The mood. All right.
I have a big heart, a good sense of humor, and enjoy the outdoors in all seasons. I go to church, love my family, respect others, have a decent job, and 2 labs. You only get 150 characters.
Oh, okay.
You were embarrassed of that?
Yeah, that's...
I do not think that is self-promoting at all. I think... That's perfect.
I'm self-endorsing my big loving heart and sense of humor. Mm. There are people that will tell you that I shouldn't be bragging about that.
Mm.
Well, you're going to find out. What's the next step now? People say, hey, I think I want to.
Well, what I hope the next step is finding love. We fast forward a couple steps to before the news. I broke the news. I said news twice in the same sentence. I told these guys how I finally pulled the trigger in a follow-up to all the coaching I got yesterday from our listeners at 222-WBEE. I signed up for an online dating service, and I was telling them my struggles and writing my blurb yesterday. But you know what I noticed on there, and I think is just awkward? Like when you sign up, and this is my first time ever on any sort of platform like this. So you go on there and you're like, okay, here's your, you know, people you might have something in common with. And you go through them and they have like little data about them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like divorced, widowed, never married. But I was blown away with the amount of currently separateds that are on there.
Oh.
I didn't catch that till I'd, had already been sifting through people.
Yeah.
And then I noticed that. And once I noticed the first currently separated, it just seemed like I noticed a ton of them. And that I'm of the opinion that that's dirty pool. That's crooked. Like, if you want to move on and go about your stuff, that's one thing. But if you're currently separated and you hook up with somebody, you just made them an adulterer. Right? That's not cool. Know. You can't do that to people.
If someone is in the process of getting a divorce, would that not cover that?
I don't know. I couldn't do anything in my own personal walk. I couldn't do anything until I got the letter in the mail saying it was final.
Well, right. And that's
that was the mandatory minimum. Emotionally, it took a while. Like, I get people move on quickly. But that's one of the 10, man. Yeah. Like, I'm not Puritan Jones, but I'm trying to keep the 10.
Especially if, like, maybe he did the cheating and, you know, and he's been dragging his feet. He won't get the divorce. Like, every situation's different.
They should have their own site.
Like, can you unclick? Like, can you say, I will date this, this, and this, but no one's separated?
You know what? I might be able to adjust the filters on there.
Filter them out.
I might be able to do that.
Yeah. I'm just a novice. That clearly isn't going to work out.
You know what? I bet you I can do that.
There you go.
Because you can adjust age and all that.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Right now I'm looking for women between 22 and 24 years old. Gotcha. I'm kidding.
Been talking this morning to Jeremy about his brand new online dating. He decided to do this last night. First of all, I'm shocked and I'm happy, but I want to make sure, like, I've never been part of online dating, so I'm going to look at this. But so you see a picture and then the little blurb below.
Well, I can show you.
Because it's hard. Like,
I'm very new to it, TJ, but yeah, it'll, like, I can just speak to my experience for the first day. You go on and you fill out information about yourself, information about what you're looking for. And then I'm trying to be careful. What the hell does it matter?
Okay, go ahead.
It comes up with your matches.
Right.
And then there you toggle between those. You can skip or hit this heart button.
Okay. So are you basing that on the picture?
Picture, the blurb, and a subset of data, you know, descriptor data.
I know there has to be some sort of initial, like,
First impression.
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm drawn to you or I'm attracted to you. But I almost wish it worked like you didn't see their picture. You just saw their values and their...
Hold up.
You know what I mean?
No, you need to see the picture.
No, let me find, you know...
Like on The Voice?
Like on The Voice. Like, you can turn your chair, but just based on the values, like, team you up with someone who has the same values and morals, then see their pictures.
But if you click on somebody, they get a notification. Because I know saw a thing on here. Hey, somebody viewed you.
Oh, that's got to feel good. Is that, like, validating?
Yeah, but then even if you're, like, curious, you know, if you click on them, they know about it. So as you're trolling through, there's, like, creeper accountability. So you can't just be sifting through pictures. Because they'll know.
You could.
At least to my knowledge, they'll know. Like, come here, House. I'll show you. Right. This is why you need to see the pictures. I got to find on here who's viewed you.
Like, if it were legit real, they would team you up with someone who emotionally and spiritually
matches
you.
But then you get, hey, now.
Oh,
hello.
Now you got to do some editing here. Yeah.
Well, there's all sorts of people on here.
Yeah.
Which, you know. So you're just basing it on their stinking picture.
Well, if you meet somebody in person, are you going to walk up and introduce yourself to someone who you're attracted to or someone you're repulsed by? I'm not being ugly. That's just human.
Right. But you can get. You're attracted to them, but maybe it doesn't work out.
Well, TJ, listen,
I'm 43, man. I'm going to be dead soon. I need a hot woman.
All right.
I agree with you right there. Sadly, I do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.